Late Night Council is brought to you by Broyhill Home Collection Superstore, 2670 Queensview Drive, solutions for your decorating needs.
It is Ask the Pastor tonight, but it's also Ask the Prison Chaplain. Carl Wake is with us tonight. Carl is the chaplain of the Ottawa Carlton Detention Center. Two Saturdays ago, he did something he's never done in 18 years of chaplain ministry. He baptized by full immersion 12 inmates at our Ottawa Carlton Detention Center. Quite a unique experience. And Carl, I asked you just before the break, and if, folks, if you want to call in, people are waiting to get on the line, and they are going to get on the line, but I just want a couple more things I want to talk with Carl before we go to the phones. 521-8255 is the number to call. That's 521-TALK, star 580 on Bell Mobility. 1-800-580-2372 is the long-distance line. Just before the break, Carl, I threw out that, and I know you've dealt with this issue several times, okay? That there seems to be a lot of cynicism out there, and it's even been heightened with Paris Hilton getting out of jail yesterday. And a common story out there now is that she's made some type of commitment to God. She got a hold of a Bible that she read frequently when she was in prison. And people cynically are saying, yeah, well, we'll see. I mean, you must hear that criticism all the time when an inmate, you know, turns to God. How do you react to that? How do you know what's genuine? How do you know what's a con?
Well, I've been fooled myself, and I can't say that I'm a perfect judge. I just time will tell, and there are people who have genuine conversions, and they get out and they stay out, and time tells. And for the 12 who were baptized two Saturdays ago, it's between them and God. There was no advantage for them to do this. They were putting themselves at risk, actually.
So you're saying within the prison environment, what they were doing was far riskier for them than winning any kind of brownie points or
oh,
maybe...
yeah, like there's one guy who did this just prior to his release. He could have been baptized out in the community. He's actually in a treatment center right now. He didn't have to do this, but he just wanted to make a statement. This is one of the toughest guys. He's got an amazing testimony. And so for this guy, he didn't have to do it. I don't know all the stories. I don't know the backgrounds of all of them, but there wasn't any advantage in doing this. For them to go and they're going to suffer the ridicule of the officers. They're going to suffer the ridicule of the guys back in the dorms, and they knew what they were doing. So they
were paying a price, is what you're saying.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, Carl.
Yes.
You ready to go to the phones?
Sure.
Okay, let's go to Geronimo in Ottawa. How you doing, Geronimo?
I'm doing quite well.
You're on with Carl Wake and me. Go ahead.
Hi, Geronimo.
Hey, Carl. I want to ask you, I don't really know, how do you run the church or parish at the prison?
Well, it's certainly not like out in the community. Chaplaincy is run, it's inmate request run, so if people are interested in participating in programs, they put in a request, and there's a certain number of volunteers and organizations that come in that I organize. And I try and match up the ones who are requesting with the people who are running the programs, and I make lists and make sure that they get to the right areas so that when the volunteers come in, the correctional officers know who to call out, and so that the inmates are ready and that the whole process goes smoothly. If individual inmates are requesting Bibles or Korans or prayer mats or whatever they're requesting, and if I have it in my power, I will get it to them. I work with the Salvation Army chaplain who helps deliver reading materials and just help respond to requests. If I can't do it, then I have, like I'm a Pentecostal minister, so if I have someone who's Muslim who is asking for spiritual advice from a Muslim perspective, I can't by rights do that ethically. I'm not an expert in that, so I call on my volunteer leader to come in and speak with the person. So I have imams who can come in. I have a whole bunch of faith group leaders who can help me with this.
Carl, you're not just a prison chaplain. Is it more accurate to describe you as the head of chaplaincy services for the prison?
Well, my official title is coordinating chaplain.
Okay. Yeah. So you coordinate whatever services are needed. You're the guy that makes it happen. You have to have the network and the people and the volunteers to come in and offer those type of services when requested.
That's right. Now, gotcha. Did that answer your question, Geronimo?
Yes, it does. I have another one.
Go ahead.
How enthusiastic is the prison community there?
Now, are we talking about correctional officers or the inmates?
Oh, the inmates. Sorry.
Well,
enthusiastic for what, Geronimo?
About religion.
About God and that kind of thing. Okay.
Yeah.
I would say the vast majority could care less.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. There are some times when people inmates who are people, they use me to get phone calls. They use me to do different things. Sometimes they want to go out to a program because they're just sick and tired of being stuck in their dorm or their cell. And I just take that all in stride. That's fine.
So do you know when you're being used?
Sometimes. All I know is...
Do you mind that?
No, I don't mind. I don't mind. If I know and it's... it all depends on what they're doing. I think what really gets me upset is when I'm asked for a phone call normally I turn down phone calls, but if it's real and a real emergency and I can get correctional officers to sit in my office and be there while the person makes a call, and then they use the call to chew out their girlfriend for not sending canteen money, I get a bit ticked at that because I just feel like, you know, there's so many more people who are in need.
Yeah.
That their hearts are breaking and this guy's wasting my time. So I'm used, but there are some that are so very enthusiastic, and that's what makes it all worth it.
But if they can't go to a chaplain, you know, for spiritual support, who can they go to? Even a con artist, even somebody that's going to lie every time. I mean, even somebody that's the dregs of the dregs, and, you know, for lack of a better term, I'm thinking of somebody that in the natural, you know, you would think, man, this guy, you can't sink any lower. If those kind of people can't go to a chaplain, who can they go to?
I might be the last person.
Yeah.
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 And I can't afford to turn my back, because the next time they might be in real need and they might be calling out for help.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I might be able to keep them alive because I heard the
yeah.
the right word.
And it can be life and death, can it?
All the time in prison.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
the time.
Yeah.
And the staff are incredible to work with. We're always listening for verbal signs. We just walk. We watch each other. We're always making referrals to back and forth to each other because we want to keep the inmates alive. We want them to be safe. That's the first thing is security, and they're under our care. And if we can help them to the ultimate goal would be to have an inmate serve his or her time and deal with the issues that brought them into prison while they're there, so that when they get out, they have their act together.
And they're never coming back
they
again.
They never come back.
Yeah.
And we have organizations that come into prison, make the link while they're there, so that when they get out, they can continue on with the care that they're receiving.
Yeah, they're not left alone when they get out.
That's right, because the recidivism rate without intervention is abysmal, and it's a privilege for me to work with volunteers and my professional visitors who come in and help to stem the tide, to make a difference. And we're just trying to, if we can touch one person's life, it's said that just getting just think about this. The inmates that that are in there, they were caught for crimes, but there's so many more that they're not caught
uh-huh.
for.
Uh-huh, that's right. Yeah.
And
yeah.
If you can change one person, think of how many crimes you stop.
Yeah.
And all the victims that are that that aren't victims anymore because the crime wave was stopped just in that one person. You can have such a multiplied effect if you can work with individuals who are serious. And
Geronimo, do you feel better informed now?
Way better informed.
Okay. I just want to give him opportunity to let him go. Thanks for your call, Geronimo.
All right. I wish Carl continued success.
Thank you so much. It is a privilege to talk to you, Geronimo. You have a great evening.
Geronimo is the future host of this show here, Carl, just in case you don't know. Yeah, he's probably one of my most informed callers out there. You know, he knows when to call in as well. Carl Wake is with us. It's Ask the Pastor on Late Night Council. Carl is the chaplain, the coordinating chaplain at the Ottawa Carleton Detention Center. So let's ask the prison chaplain and ask the pastor for at least one more segment. 521-8255 is the number to call. If I'm not asking the questions that should be asked, well, that's what you're here for. 521-8255, *580 on Bell Mobility. 1-800-580-2372 is the long distance line. That's 1-800-580-CFRA. Right back after this. Stay with us.